Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hour number three of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Marquise Munson taking you through this Thursday morning here in Nashville, Tennessee. There's a big event taking place tonight at Belmont, the presidential debate. And to help us talk about that and, among other things, about college sports, we bring on Belmont Athletic Director Scott Corley on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Scott, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing great. It's an exciting day for Nashville and for Belmont, for sure. So it's a lot of fun.
So, Scott, I hear you've been kicked out of your offices for the time being. What's the vibe like around Belmont with the debate taking place tonight? And did anybody give you any consultation on maybe you moderating this debate?
No chance I would want to even take that job. That's a pretty thankless job, for sure. You know, the vibe on campus is a lot of excitement. You know, while we had been displaced, that's a minor inconvenience. We're glad to do it, you know, in order for this event, for us to be a part of this event. You know, it looks great on campus. They got all the banners, all the lights, all the signs. Just watching last night on TV and all the media folks that are on campus doing their reports, you know, whether it's local, whether it's national. I mean, it's really neat to think that, you know, the place that I work and the place that I love is hosting such a monumental event that's going to have, you know, 70 million plus eyeballs on you tonight. And to have a sitting president on campus and potentially the next president on campus is pretty historical. So it's a lot of fun. I know the students have enjoyed, you know, all the stuff that's been going around, although, you know, with COVID, the plans had to change, a lot more virtual things, but I can tell you I had to go on campus yesterday, and it's just there's a lot of excitement in the air.
So what's your day like then with this, Scott, and where will you be tonight? Like, what will that look like for you tonight?
You know, for me, you know, we've been, you know, we had practice doing work virtually, so I'm in the office, going to be in my home office just working. And then tonight I plan on watching it on TV. As you know, there's a limit on how many people can really be inside the arena. They're keeping that pretty close knit, group. And so I'm excited to see it on TV, and I'll be watching it here at home.
Belmont Athletic Director Scott Corley on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. So Scott, in all seriousness, what can having an event like this at Belmont do from an exposure standpoint, not only for the athletic department, but for the university as a whole?
Well, I think it's huge. I mean, when you look at 2008, when we hosted our first debate, I think that helped put us in a different stratosphere and how people viewed Belmont. The fact that we could pull off an event of that magnitude and clearly all the, you know, all the recognition that came with that. And really, in a weird way, Robbie, it gave Belmont a confidence level to say, you know what, we can do this. And you know, it took a lot of vision and leadership by Dr. Fisher and the senior leaders back in 2008. And I do think that had a dramatic impact in the enrollment growth that's occurred since that time. And so to do it again, what I love about it is of the three universities that agreed to host pre-COVID, we're the only ones still doing it. Michigan and Notre Dame elected not to do it. So I think, again, it just reemphasizes kind of the can-do attitude that Belmont University has, our ability to put on an event like this. Obviously, the city of Nashville and what all that brings to the equation and the help that they've you know, partnered with us on. I think it's just amazing. I mean, like I said, you're going to have 70 million-plus eyeballs from all over the world watching this debate tonight, and they're going to see Belmont University, and it can't do anything but help.
How competitive is it, Scott, for these debates? And is it one of those things where because it went well in 2008, you know, you sort of have a leg up then moving forward?
Well, you're getting a little into an area I don't know if I can answer 100% accurately. I think they're fairly competitive. I think the fact that we did it in 2008 and it went off very well had to help. I know we were, I believe, the backup university last, 4 years ago in case someone dropped out. We were on that short list. So I think certainly having done it and pulled it off, I think it being in Nashville obviously can't hurt. And all those things lined up to where we were selected. And like I said, I mean, it was Notre Dame, Michigan, and Belmont. So that's pretty good company to be in.
Belmont Athletic Director Scott Corley on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. So, Scott, switching gears back to athletics, what's it been like trying to get ready for this college basketball season with all the different protocols and the uncertainty and COVID going around, college basketball coming back on November the 25th? What's it been like trying to get ready for this season?
Well, it's obviously unique. None of us have been through it. We're all asking a lot of the same questions. We're all dealing with a lot of the same issues. It's fits and starts in some ways. It's putting the protocols in place. I mean, those aren't easy decisions. Do you wear masks while they're actually on the court running? Things like that that are just candidly questions we've never had to ask or get answered. And so, I think our approach has been we're always going to, I think we're going to be on the conservative side. We're going to make sure we're being extra cautious, and our coaches understand that. And our student athletes have been really good. Our student athletes have been really responsible as best they can, knowing to keep their mask on when they're off the court. Try to social distance as much as you can. But it's just different from workouts in the weight room to everything. But at the end of the day, I mean, you got to stay committed. You got to put in the work, but you also got to realize, it may not be the same. But that doesn't mean you're falling behind either. I think there's this natural tendency as coaches and players to sit there and go, "Oh well, we're having to do this a little differently, or we didn't get back on campus as quickly as someone else." Well, that doesn't mean you're falling behind. So you try to keep it all in perspective. You try to stay as positive as you can be, and I'm real confident that our coaches and student athletes are doing that.
So how is the scheduling coming together right now, Scott, for the basketball programs? I hear you chuckling already. I know it can't be easy.
It's been an interesting jigsaw puzzle, as you might imagine. I mean, obviously, when they made the decision to take 15 days away from the season, I'm not saying that wasn't the right decision, but it certainly led to a lot of, okay, what do we do with those teams that we had scheduled before November 25th? And, everyone was in the same boat again. And then, you start, obviously, some rumors get out there. Oh, is this tournament going to happen? Is this one not going to happen? Things like that. So, for the most part, Joe, I feel pretty good about it. I feel like both our men and women's schedules are almost there. You still got to get everything in writing, as you know, because there could be some changes. But I think we all realize, at least we should realize if we haven't, I mean, we're almost 4 weeks away from tip-off. And at some point, we got to nail these things down so we can get them out, get it finalized, get those things released and announced so our fans, can know what the schedule looks like. So I'm hopeful, but I still think we're not there yet.
So just a couple of specific questions on that. I know, there's talk about different bubbles and things like that and sort of mini tournaments, but are we going to have the Battle of the Belmont twice? And what about the Orlando Invitational?
Yeah, we're still working through the Battle of the Boulevard.
Did I say Battle of the Belmont? My bad.
You did.
Man, I gave you the edge there.
I like how you did that. Well, it is Belmont Boulevard, so you were
there. You go.
That's true.
Right.
This is true.
There'll be at least we'll play them. I don't know if we'll be able to figure out playing them twice in 1 year. Again, that's part of the fluidity of where we are. Orlando, it's going to look different, Joe. What we kind of originally thought it was going to be, and the teams that we're going to be down there for our part of the tournament is going to be different, but there's still going to be a lot of good, competition down there, and that's the one that's probably been the most elusive because, you know, ESPN's just really, you know, having to manage a lot of different tournaments and a lot of different constituencies there, and a lot of teams have, you know, certainly made different plans, and so that's been probably the hardest one to nail down. But I do think there's going to be, you know, we're going to be down in Orlando. At least that's still my hope. You know, it'll be the first week of the season for our men.
All right, Scott, before we let you go here, I've known your son Carson for a long time. He was good friends with my brother. He is getting into the coaching world for high school hockey in Hendersonville. What do you make of Carson as a high school hockey coach?
That's great, man. I love you asking that question. I'm really proud of him. He's got a love for hockey, obviously played it through high school, and it's his way of giving back. It's all volunteer. I think it's a great opportunity for him to learn the dynamics of what goes into being a coach, particularly at the high school level, dealing with all the difference, you know, the things you got to deal with in high school. And so I know he's excited. I know he's very invested in it, and he's going to work hard and do a really good job for those kids. And, you know, obviously to be a first-year coach while he's dealing with COVID and the things like that, he's getting in and he's getting a PhD pretty quickly on what it's like. But I'm really, really proud of him, and I'm so glad he's giving back to the hockey community.
Belmont Athletic Director Scott Corley has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. Hey, Scott, thanks so much for taking time to join us, man. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Always a pleasure.
Scott. Absolutely. It'll be an interesting night at Belmont tonight.
Yes, it will. A lot of stuff going on. Man.
I can't imagine what it's like, you know, as an athletic director, you know, particularly at a place like Belmont where, you know, you've got to think about the financial part of this too with some of the teams that you'd be playing and the financial incentives that go on with that, trying to figure out how to rearrange this schedule and put it all together during this time right now has just got to be – it would keep me up at night.
Yeah, and, you know, that Orlando Invitational was a big deal. It was a year ago they announced that Belmont was in it. That's a big deal. That's a field that initially included, you know, Michigan State, Auburn, a lot of Gonzaga. I mean, you know, loaded field, and it's a big deal to get included in that. I hope it's, you know, still a really good field and that they can go down there and be part of it because, you know, that's also a significant kind of program achievement to get invited to something like that.
When we come back, Titans offensive tackle Dennis Kelly joined us earlier in the show. We'll react to a little bit of what he had to say on the other side of the break and look ahead to the Steelers matchup. All that coming up next. But first, make sure you're tuning in. Nashville SC takes on the New England Revolution tomorrow night at Nissan Stadium at 7:30. Catch all the action on ESPN 94.9, starting with pregame coverage at 7:15. And speaking of that game, I've got a 4-pack of tickets to give away to see Nashville SC take on the New England Revolution tomorrow night at Nissan Stadium. Be caller 5, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025 on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Caller 5 will win a 4-pack of tickets to see Nashville SC take on the New England Revolution tomorrow night at Nissan Stadium. Do that now. We'll be right back here on Robbie and Rex Road, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.